Let's take a look, one final look here at 14 and profiling. I want to first talk about the Latino situation down on the border in regards to legal and illegal immigrants, and then just briefly too about Arabs, Arab Americans, and people of Arab descent or from Asia that look Arab to Americans, and how their 14th Amendment rights seem to be being violated by the states. First off, in regards to Latinos on the borders, there was a lot of people in the South that are disappointed with the federal government and the state government's ability to control illegal immigration. Because they are troubled by the number of illegal immigrants that get into the United States, some states have been willing to trample rights of both immigrants and Americans in an effort to try to get this under control. So what you have down in Arizona, and you have down in Texas, and you have growing in different parts of the Southwest, is that ability for police to stop individuals suspected of being illegal immigrants. Well, the only way that you can suspect somebody of being a legal immigrant is to look at their face. And if their face looks like it may be that of a Mexican or a Central American or a Latino, which is obviously brown, then I guess you would have to stop them, pull them over for that reason, and request their papers. If you do that, that would likely be a violation of the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, and possibly a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Because if you're going to pull somebody over and you're going to say, hey, you look like an illegal alien, then you're doing that only because their skin is the same color as that of people who come here illegally. You can't do that in the United States. Secondly, since 9/11, there has been a tendency to profile Arabs at airports. And in particularly right after 9/11, really, really closely everywhere in big cities. It seems to be softening a bit, but it still is there. And if I were Arab American, I would be, I still am concerned about this, because under the 14th Amendment, the state cannot violate a person's due process rights. You can't just pick somebody up and accuse them or consider them being a criminal because of the color of their skin or the tint of their face. You can't do that on the Arizona border in regards with immigration, and you can't do that in regards to Arabs, both because of protections afforded by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. All persons are protected in regards to due process. All persons are protected in regards to equal protection. This is not a citizen thing. This is a human rights thing.